So Jelly Roll played an influence in your life and the various ragtime composers. Did some of the stride pianists play a role?
Actually, not.
Steve Johnson?
They didn't. No. I'm much less close to that than any other American piano form. I always have been. It's difficult to tell you why, but it never spoke to me so poignantly.
Concentrated here. And now you're working on a novel, too.
Yes, that needs to be edited and readied for publication.
The obvious question, because you come out of a certain area and your life has a certain feel to it. Is Tennessee Williams' writings in any way touch you?
No, not. I can't say so. I admire him. I admire the Glass Menagerie in particular. Yeah. But my influences as a writer have been primarily French. Edgar Poe certainly influenced me, but he's the only Southern writer who has.
So it's Poe.
Oh, so as a child, he was God to me.
It's that the shadow side of things.
Yeah, well, a great part of me is very dark and always was, and he helped to cultivate that.
We're talking to David Thomas Roberts. Let me just mention the two albums for people, and it's David Thomas Roberts, the Stomp Off, S-T-O-M-P, Stomp Off the label. And one is Through the Bottom Lands, 11 original ragtime compositions, and the other is the Amazon Rag and other compositions. But you're also known as the King of the Tango.
Well, in some people's eyes, I'm a tango composer.
Tango, which comes, because here again, you spoke of the Hispanic influence. And I know you're working, you finished a suite called New Orleans Streets.
That's right. That suite incorporates all of my vernacular and some of my classical influences. This selection is called Magazine Street from New Orleans Streets.